So, Kai, firstly, why have the Pararoos not played a game here in Australia since the Sydney 2000 Paralympics? And what's enabled this game against Canada to go ahead?
Well, it's difficult for teams to get out here. I mean, it's a long way to come. And we haven't had a tournament in a while. So, it cost a lot of money for other teams to come out here. So, that's why we haven't had a game for a while. And this came about a grant from FIFA 2.0 funding, and Maria and Kat at the FFA are to thank for finding these grants and actually doing a lot of work behind the scenes to get the grant. And then we got Canada to come out and play us on the 30th. So very exciting.
So of the current squad, only Chris Pine and Captain Dave Barber, who's set to make his 100th appearance in this match against Canada, have been able to represent their country in front of a home crowd. What does this opportunity mean for them and for some of the younger players in the side, of whom I understand some of them weren't even born at the time of the 2000 Paralympics?
No, you're right. Some of the players, if they see pictures of Pinesky and Barbs back then, they don't really believe it's them. So it's not only for these two. It's a special game. It's for all of us. This is really why, you know, it's a massive game for us. You play in front of your friends, in front of family, and hopefully, you know, plenty of fans coming down to Cromer Park as well. Just to cheer the boys on. It's a opportunity we had to wait a long time for. So, exciting stuff.
Yeah, of course. Almost 20 years now it's been. And then, obviously, over the last five, it's been 5 years now since the Pararoos had their funding withdrawn by the Australian Sports Commission. And, of course, there was a lot of reporting around that at the time. And while yesterday's announcement that 0.5% of all national team generated revenue will go back to the Pararoos, you've had to rely heavily on your own fundraising initiatives over the course of that time to keep the team alive. Of course, last year saw the premiere of the Pararoos documentary, and just recently the team released its first piece of merchandise with the bar scarves that are available online to the fans. This game against Canada, of course, is no different, with 100% of all ticket sales going right back to the team. How will the funds raised from this game help the team going forward?
I mean, we'll have a chance to have a better preparation going into tournaments. We'll have a chance to start the women's program, to have programs for kids, for us, the Pararoos. It's obviously, we can have more camps and be better prepared going into a tournament. We don't have a lot of games, as we said early on, so a bit more funding will enable us to have more games so the boys, you know, are 100% going into any World Cups or any Nations Cups.
Yeah, of course, which hopefully should improve the results of those tournaments as well. As you mentioned, the women's side, of course, over the last few years, we've kind of seen women's sport explode into the mainstream, from the NRL and the AFLW to just yesterday the Matildas achieving pay parity with their Socceroos counterpart. CP football, of course, is clearly no exception, with the first ever Asia Oceania Regional Female CP Football Camp held just last month in Sydney, and I understand you were a part of that. Just how likely is it that the public will be able to see a Paratildas or a women's side alongside the Pararoos in the next couple of years?
Well, I hope it will. I hope it will happen. I'm very confident as well, but it's very difficult at the moment because there is basically zero funding for a women's team. So that's a start. We're going to have to, at the moment, all our initiatives, if it is the Asia Pacific camp you mentioned, if it is the training, if it is we're going to have another one-day camp in January, all of that is basically, we're pulling in favors and, just with zero budget. So if it happens that we actually, because there is a World Cup in July in Spain, but that costs $300,000 to get a team there. So that needs to come from somewhere, I guess. So do we want to go? Yes, of course. But we have to be very careful, of course, as well, of getting the funding first. You know, we can't make any promises until money is there to be spent. So I'm still confident. I'm full of hope that we get a team there and that we will have a program in the future. Because as you said, it's exciting times at the moment with the equal pay and with our program starting. So I'm confident it will happen, but we need, same thing, we need some generous donors who would like to see a team, a CP woman Australian team going to the World Cup. So yeah, it's still a way to go, but I'm confident.
Hopefully there are some backers that can get behind that and really see Australia come to the forefront and be one of those first countries that has a women's team for CP, yeah. For CP football. So finally, for those planning on attending the game on the 30th of November against Canada at Cromer Park, who perhaps haven't watched the Pararoos or a game of CP football before, how does it differ in terms of its rules and tactically from the more traditional form of football?
So we'll have 2 times 30 minutes, half, so it's a bit shorter, but there's a bit more action. So smaller field, slightly smaller field, it's 7-a-side instead of 11-a-side. There'll be smaller goals as well. Throw-ins, you can throw in or roll it in, and no offsides applied. So it's an exciting game, and I can certainly promise anyone who is out there, yeah, on the beach during the day, hopefully comes to Cromer in the afternoon, we'll see an exciting game. And us in Canada, there's been very, very exciting encounters in the last years, and you know, we're very, very close together in the ranking, and usually the games are very, very close as well. So it will be an exciting game on the 30th, and I hope everyone can get down there to support the Pirates.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to be a great day all round. Kai, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about the game this morning. And, of course, best of luck for the game against Canada on the 30th.
Thank you very much.